This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I gotta tell you, I was, and I talked a little bit about this before, but I was honored that years after I did this series, I did an interview with Epic Times. I was at the CPAC, and they had just interviewed somebody. It was like Bolton or Newt Gingrich or somebody, and I was just standing there, and I was watching the interview. Epic Times was relatively new to me at the time, but I knew they were up and coming, and it was a great little setup. So I was just standing there looking. I may have still been on Fox at the time, I'm not sure. But anyway, long story short, somebody there, after they finished the interview with whoever it was, and it was a notable person, because a lot of people were gathered around. And when Jans, who the interviewer was, he got up, somebody said, "Hey," I could hear him, they go, "You got to interview this guy." They saw me. And he's like, "Really?" And he's like, would you like to sit for an interview?" He wasn't excited about it or anything. And I go, "Sure." You know? And he goes, "Well, you know, what do you talk about?" I said, whatever you want to talk about. I said, "Right." And I think we were maybe in the middle of the Michael Brown Jr. stuff or whatever, Ferguson. And it was a candid interview. So he asked me, "Well, Kevin, you know, there's a lot about the black condition, yada, yada, yada." And I did an interview that probably lasted 7 minutes. And I didn't think much of it. But I will tell you this, and let me go ahead and give some people the idea of how to get a hold of us. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I'm going to tell you this. What I'm good at, I'll tell you I'm good at. What I'm not good at, I'll tell you I'm not good at. And I'm good at this job, what I do. I'm one of the best. And I don't get flustered. I don't get, you know, like, "Oh, Kevin, you're going to debate some lefty or whatever." I don't care. Bring them. I'm going to destroy them. Everything that I do is driven by God, and I live by this credo. I've got it at my desk here. It's 1 Corinthians 10:31. Do everything for the glory of God. So I tell people, I don't like to go scripture on you, but that's what guides me, that particular thing. And then I have another sign up, and it's a mathematical symbol, and it's essentially be greater than normal. Those are the two things that are on my desk besides pictures of family and my trophy wife. So those are the things that I live by. And I talk about my religion and my belief in God and being a failed Christian. And I do that stuff because I want you to understand that it does guide my principles. And so I don't wonder what I'm going to say. When this guy wanted to do the interview, I'm like, "Let's do it." And I tell people this, people that know me know this. I do this before every single interview I do. I close my eyes and I say, "Lord, give me the words that I need to speak on your behalf." That's what I say before every interview. And then it's go. What I'm about to play for you, I swear this is true. I don't even remember what I said to this man. But here's what I do know. I remember this distinctly. I'm talking to him. He'd just done an interview with somebody that he was scheduled to do an interview with. He's fitting me in because somebody said, "You should interview this guy." While I'm interviewing with him, I see he's blown away. I'm not trying to. I don't get caught up in it. And just to be honest, I'm used to it. I can see he's now into the questions. He's like, "Oh my God, this is a great interview." He didn't have near that energy from whoever it was before. So I want to play these clips just so you get an idea. And what we're going to do, we've got them up at Spreely. We'll put them in the Backstage Club. Now, these are ones that anybody can see, but I've given you enough context to where you know what's going on, but maybe we'll add more to it. But this is the type of stuff we'll put in the Backstage Club. So I'm going to play the audio, but the videos that they created were spectacular. They really were. They did a great job. And what you're going to understand about the Backstage Club, which is where you pay us, you give us, donate, it's a gift, $20 a month, recurring, so we can continue doing what we do. This is the type of stuff we produce. These are the type of PragerU-type videos that need to be out there with a voice that understands it and can make it happen. But I'm going to play these videos. I'm going to run out of time. The Democrats and the leftists who spit identity politics daily. They talk about reparations for blacks. They talk about, again, whatever the issue may be for whatever special interest group it is, whether it's the LGBT community, the black community, Latino community, women, or whatever. At any given time, if you look at any of those groups, we're all thriving. Blacks are thriving in America. We are more employed than in any time in history. We have more business starts under Donald Trump. We have more home ownership. And I could go on. More, you name it. But we're still told that we're in bad shape. Women are being told that there's better places to live. I'd love to know where a woman could live more freely than in America. And what's their big grievance? Oh, well, we make 28 cents less per hour. Well, you might pick better careers. Or, hey, here's a suggestion. Start your own companies. Charge whatever you want. Flip it. Make it more of an imbalance. But instead, no, it's somebody, probably a white male, who's got their foot on the neck of black people, of Latinos, of women, or whomever else. And they're the reason why it can't get done. I'll tell you this, it is a taught thing. If you can teach people to have a perceived grievance, and let's use blacks for example, tell them you were slaves, America made you slaves, and in America violated your civil rights. And don't even blame the right accusers, which happen to be the Democrats. And certainly don't go back to the issue of slavery and how it began, where it was blacks who were making slaves of other blacks, because then that takes your eye off the ball. Well, forget that we just had a black president. Forget that there are black multimillionaires out running around this country. We are free to be and do whatever we want to be. I want you to grieve. I want you to be upset. I want you to be mad. Because if I can make you mad, I can make you adopt my ideology. And it's a communist manifesto to make somebody hate what somebody else has. If you got a brand new bike and I don't, I have to hate you for you having a bike. And I have to make sure that we both get bikes, when in the end, nobody gets a bike except the guy who started the fight. Blacks would complain of the conditions that we have in this country. Well, look at where the most blacks are concentrated. In most big cities, we are well over 30 to 60, 70% of the population. So if you're in Baltimore, you're probably 50% of the population. Cleveland, Cincinnati, Chicago, you name it. So who runs those cities? Mostly Democrats and probably other blacks. So where do our problems lie? They lie in, we don't have good housing, our neighborhoods are dangerous, we have the worst schools, we have the worst access to hospitalization, to our jobs, et cetera, et cetera. Well, who's causing it? There's not a white man, there's not a Republican in sight that's doing it. So we created for ourselves, yet we're looking for scapegoats. That is a form of communism, where you get people to believe that we are one group, monolithically so, and we must all stick together no matter what. So if a cop shoots a black kid in a city where the police chief is a black Democrat, the mayor is a black Democrat, everybody who's on the police review board are black Democrats, the guy that got shot was committing a crime against black people, et cetera, et cetera, let's go find a white guy to blame. That's ridiculous. Thank you, Epic Times, for considering me a thought leader. I did not solicit them to do that. That is of their own creation. And I tip my hat to them. I hear my words a lot of the time, and I forget what I say. But those are my words.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And so it's not just, oh, this investigation has blown up and it's over. It's now at the point, Willie, where if the Republicans continue to go down this impeachment investigation, they are knowingly doing it to assist Vladimir Putin in interfering in our upcoming election. So it's far more serious than just, oh, James Comer at this point is an embarrassment and should be embarrassed with such a terrible investigation. It's now much more serious that these House Republicans are going to be complicit in Russia's effort to install Donald Trump as president again.
Ah, so we're back to Russian collusion with the Democrats. Oh, those pesky Russians. You gotta watch them. They're wily. They're everywhere. You better look out. They're worse than the boogeyman. You know, if the Russians could be, I don't know, there's a way that the Democrats will figure out a way to make black people fear the Russians more than they fear the boogeyman or to fear the man or to fear whatever. It's funny to watch these folks. It's funny to watch them work. Jon Stewart is back on The Daily Show. You want to know why? Because nobody could make it work. So they got a retread. A guy who lost, I don't know, half of his audience from the original Daily Show. And then they got Trevor Noah, who lost three quarters of Jon Stewart's audience. So they brought Stewart back in hopes of building the audience back to Jon Stewart levels, which again was half of what it was before. But Jon Stewart did come back and he started poking fun at Joe Biden. Of course, he had to do the obligatory, I'm not on either side. I don't like Trump either. It's what Bill Maher does. These guys, it's funny to watch them because they can't commit. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm a staunch conservative. Staunchly for the truth. I don't care whose side that it's on. Now, people will go, well, Kevin, you're for Trump. No, I'm for truth with Trump. I've told you what I don't like about Trump. I don't like how he picks people. I don't like how he handled COVID. I don't always like his style, but I do like most of his results. But when he does something wrong, I'm happy to comment on it. That is my truth. It doesn't matter whether it's Obama, Reagan, Trump, or who, name it. You name it. It could be you, my friends, and I will tell you the truth. And that's what makes it so beautiful. But see, the problem with these guys is they're playing to an audience. They want, oh, well, if I say this, I won't get my audience back. What Jon Stewart and those people don't realize is that if you're playing to an audience, you don't have an audience. You may have half the audience, but then you're going to lose the other half. See, I don't care. If Donald Trump screws up, I'll say it. And that the people, oh, he just said something about Trump. If Joe Biden screws up, I'll say it. Now, you can pick and choose and all that, but the whole time I'm going to be telling you, you better be looking at yourself. It's the same thing. I literally had this conversation, I think I told you guys about it, with my son the other day. And I tell you, if you want your kids to listen to me on any particular day, this is the topic. The minute you start placating to other people, that is when you lose yourself, and that is when you become a victim of society. Society wants that. There are things that we should conform to in society, no question about it. But it's already inherent to you. You know this. You know you shouldn't be bombastic and you shouldn't be looking for fights, and you can have opinions, but you should also respect others and things like that. You know it inherently. By the time you get out of Montessori school, if you went to that, or okay, kindergarten, if you went to a decent one, you know how to handle people. But if you're a people pleaser in the strictest sense of I'm going to make sure everybody's happy, you will please nobody. And that's what these guys want to do. So Stewart, as opposed to just saying, look, Joe Biden is crazy. Every time you hear these guys, oh, Joe Biden's old, but Trump's old too. Yeah, but one of them is old and acts old, and the other one is chronologically old, but he doesn't act old. And this is what bugs the Democrats, because Donald Trump is not old in most people's eyes. And because he was effective, and he's out there and he's doing it. He's working his butt off. You see him out there every day. Well, Donald Trump is old too. What a sellout. What a cop-out, I think is a better term. So Jon Stewart comes in and he's talking about the concern for the Democrats that Joe Biden's old. And here's what, so is Jon Stewart back on The Daily Show? This is what somebody wrote. To repeatedly state how old Joe Biden is? Is there anywhere we can go to escape this effing S, one viewer wrote. Let me just explain what I just read. That is the left having to take its own pill. That is the left when somebody comes on and tells them the truth about their candidate, tells them the truth about themselves. This is why I tell you all the time, you have the most powerful armament known to man when you're debating a leftist. It is the truth. Imagine this guy. Is that all they're going to do is talk about how old Joe Biden is? I can't go anywhere to find relief. Well, what do you think we've been feeling for decades? From the days of, where you go watch late night and they didn't care who was president. They lampooned whoever it was. They found the thing that endeared us to whoever was the leader and they made fun of them. It doesn't matter. And it didn't matter whether they were, black, white, green, blue. I'm not talking about presidents. We know they were all white. But I'm saying whoever it was. And we did it, and it was lighthearted, it was fun, and it made us all endear ourselves with the idea that we all commonly, I mean, almost communally agree that, I'll give you an example, that Gerald Ford was prone to fall. Things like that. These are the things that we, you know, we made fun of. Chevy Chase used to do the pratfalls for Gerald Ford, and it was funny. We laughed. I didn't know I was a Republican at the time, but I laughed at it. It was fun to make fun of it. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine John Lovitz pulling a Joe Biden, bringing back that Tommy Kerfagan or whatever his name is, the guy who lies about everything, and he and Joe Biden did a skit together? What would be hysterical? But the left can't handle it. And what's funny, again, what cracks me up about them is their need to act like, okay, I know what's right, like I mentioned, like Bill Maher and John Stewart. I know Trump is right on this, but let me remind you of how leftist I can be. And all they're doing is playing to an audience. Now, there are people out there listening going, Kevin, maybe you grow your audience if you play. Ask me if I care. What good is an audience that the minute I don't say what they want me to say, they disappear? You know the audience I have right now? Dedicated. There are 1,000 people that download this show every day. 1,000 people. Dedicated. At some point, I'm going to bet you that's going to be 100,000. Dedicated. Well, who do you think I'd rather have? 1 million leftists that'll sway with the wind? Or 1,000 right now dedicated listeners? And the reason why I know you're dedicated, I get the numbers. If all of them became my warriors, I solve my problem. And I will build it to 100,000 fast. Now, I'm not talking about donors, but I'm talking about avid listeners who are already working on it. But which would I rather have? I'm going to wrap up with this. John Stewart is a bellwether for the left and for everybody, because at least he's talking about life.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Ford's self-driving car technology Blue Cruise now under the microscope for problems that may have led to a deadly collision in San Antonio, Texas that involved a Ford Mustang Mach-E. It's one of two similar crashes in both cases. The Mach-E self-driving cars hit other vehicles stopped on freeways at night.
Disgraced former L.A. Dodgers interpreter Ipe Mizuhara stole quite a bit more of superstar Shohei Ohtani's money than was originally reported. The update from U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles, Martin Estrada, Thursday.
The evidence we've gathered over the past few weeks has demonstrated that in total, Mr. Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account in order to pay for these illegal sports bets.
The interpreter is accused of using his relationship with a Japanese star to fund his gambling addiction. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm going to expound on this topic a bit for the Backstage Club members. You'll only have access to the deeper discussion here, but I do want to at least give you an idea of what I want to talk about in respect to Trump, the Biden family, leftism in general. And I titled this Government Playing God. Now, if you follow any type of religion, then you've probably heard of Judgment Day. And that is the day when we meet our Maker. We always talk about meeting St. Pete at the Golden Gate. And then you having to rationalize why you deserve to enter into these pearly gates of heaven. And that may be an overdramatization of it, but you kind of get the meaning. That there's going to be some sort of a, quote, come to Jesus meeting that says, here's why I deserve to go up versus down. If you believe in such a thing, and I do, I don't believe in it in the sense of the way it's been taught, like there's a heaven and there's this devil down there going, oh, I'm going to poke you with pitchforks or whatever. I think hell is a lot different than what I grew up to believe it to be. And the reason why I tell you that is, if you're over 40 years old, you've probably experienced some version of hell in your own life. It might have been of your own creation, or it could be just what the circumstances life dealt you. If you're a believer, then you were prepared to deal with hell. And I think that's sort of the for me, the bigger picture is, if you believe in something bigger and greater than yourself, no matter what you're dealt, you're capable of dealing with it. And that is your ability to overcome hell and effectively make your own heaven. And it'll get too deep, and I don't want to pretend to know what God's purpose is, because as Jesus says, in my house there are many, in my dad father's house there are many rooms. In other words, he's saying you don't have any concept of how big and how grandiose what we have to offer, what the Lord has to offer. And I don't. And I don't want to pretend that I do. But again, we've got this idea of Judgment Day, the day you meet God and you have to rationalize your life. And when I was a kid, I remember thinking, this is like he's going to have all these books on me. You know, everything that I did when I was on earth, and my fate will depend on that. He might have books. He's going to have my writings. He's going to have my videos. And that's what I pictured. God watching all my sins. It was scary. And I think there's a part of it where you go, God's watching, you know. The thought of it was daunting, that God knows all and he sees all. But what it hit me with when I was thinking about this concept was, we have an earthly God that we don't like. It's called government. Government knows all and sees all through the NSA the CIA, but mostly I'm going to use the NSA in this example. So I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine the volumes of data that the NSA can have on you. The technological revolution of memory is what allowed the NSA to go on steroids. In the old days when memory was expensive and it came in these platins, and it was, we measured it in K, 64K, 128K. If you had 256K of memory, you had a lot of memory. God forbid you had a meg. Now, one picture is a meg. How much memory's in your phone? Does your phone have 256 meg? Maybe it's even got a terabyte. A terabyte of data was more than NASA had. And it's now on your phone. It's on practically every computer. We wouldn't even think to measure in megs anymore in terms of computer memory. It's insane. I have a thing that is the size of a credit card on my desk. I have three of them, in fact. One's 1 terabyte. The other is 2 terabyte. I have 2 1-terabyte and two terabyte. And I can put them in my pocket. Let me tell you, that amount of data, I would have had an entire building. I would have had a building complex. So now that we have all this data, NSA can gather anything it wants. It can tape your phone calls. It can tape your messages to your spouse, to your boyfriend, girlfriend, to your children, etc. Think of what Facebook amasses for you. Think about it. The history that Facebook keeps on you. It gives it to you in a timeline. It knows where you've been since you downloaded the app. It can tell you every single location where you've been. In conjunction with Google, it can tell you every single location. And it's logged, not some, but all of your searches. Articles you've read, articles you've written, comments you've made on articles and stuff that you've written. Think about that. It's got a massive amount of data. Everything I've written, as an example, is on Google. Every single article, every comment that I've ever made, my TV appearances, all of it is on Google. You could easily, with the right AI algorithm, you could gather that up and you could recreate me, I dare to say, better than I. But I don't know that you could get any better than this. But you could certainly create a facsimile of me that was pretty close. You'd know my positions on things. You could, you know, deduce certain things about me based on those comments. And then you could go further. Because then you could find out what are other people thinking about me. You could go farther back than I could. I don't remember 5 years, 10 years ago stuff. Honestly, you could go farther back. And to be honest with you, you could then create a better version of me. You could dress me better. You could have me speak better. I want you to understand where AI could go. And I'm not trying to make this an AI thing. I'm talking about this in terms of what they're capable of doing to somebody. Sophisticated AI models can rebuild you. All of this data is with the NSA, who could then make or break you. But see, unlike God, who's meant to bring you to judgment, is to make you live a righteous life, and then you come up and, you know, get into heaven, and you, there's no rationalization like, God, I did this, and I had 3 things good versus 4, you know, 2 things bad, so my numbers get me into heaven. It's going to be something bigger than that. But the point being is that God is not trying to trick you. God isn't trying to, he's not making judgment over, you know, I'll pick the winners and the losers. You choose for yourself. The government picks the winners and it picks the losers. The government is malevolent. It is not benevolent. It wants you, it only wants capitulation. It wants what it wants in order for it to grow as an organism. So it brings me to Donald Trump and all the travails that he's going through right now. Trump doesn't deserve any of this. He only wants to do the right thing. But you contrast that with the Biden family and what they're doing to them, which is nothing. It's taken the Republicans to get this information. Let me ask you, I'll put it to you this way. Do you think the NSA knows what the Biden family's been doing? You think that there's somebody that's pulling the levers up there that doesn't understand what the Biden family is about. Let me ask you this. I get asked this question all the time. Kevin, who do you think it is behind the scenes? Oh, you mean who is that little earthly God? I don't know. Inasmuch as I don't know the big picture, the God with the capital G, I don't know him. I know he exists. He exists in my life. I do know this. That little God with the little G here on earth, NSA, whoever's running all this, whoever has access to that data, is playing God right here in America. I know that as much as I know there's a loving, living God with a capital G. There's somebody that gets to look at that data and says, I got all the dirt on Barack Obama I want. I got all the dirt on Joe Biden that I need. I'm the one taking a look at this dirt. Who is that God? Who is the one that says, let the Republicans fish around a little bit, and when I decide it's time for me to bring down the Bidens, I'll release a little bit of information. I'll whisper in somebody's ear. I think many of us know that person exists. Those people exist. Who are they? We talk about George Soros all the time. Is it Soros and a group of people? I don't know. Is it the Bilderbergs? Is it these group of people that get together in, you know, some strange locale, you know, somewhere in Switzerland in the Alps and go inside of a mountain and do this? I don't know. But I do know they exist. I figured that out. I figured there's somebody pulling the strings, because here's what I do know. I know Joe Biden couldn't get elected on his own. I know Joe Biden wouldn't be doing some of the things that he's doing. As crazy as he is, he's not stupid enough to do some of this stuff. I know a lot of the decisions that we scratch our heads over and go, why would Justice Thomas pass Obamacare? I know that's stupid. I know somebody pulled a lever somewhere. That's what I know. We're living with this little G God here on earth, and we're all trying to figure out who he is. The same way many of us want to understand this other God that we worship and who deserves our praise and our worship. The one who can make the little God, make him go away. I tell people, as much as we got to fight, we also got to remain prayerful, because our God is bigger than their God.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's true, government picks winners and losers. Look at what's going on in New York City. Kevin O'Leary sounded the alarm bell. He says, why would you go after Trump, who's a real estate developer? We estimate the value of something. We don't know what it is. The bank pushes back and says, here's what we think it is. You come to a compromise and that's it. In the case of Donald Trump, nobody got hurt. There is no plaintiff. It's Letitia James who's just automatically said, we got to get Trump. Here's what we're going to do. What do you do now when you set the precedence that if you overvalue something in a negotiation, we can put you in jail. We can take away your property. We can do it willy-nilly. Government picking winners and losers. We played a clip of a guy the other day, a black dude. He has a drug charge, non-violent drug charge. He gets 2 life sentences. Donald Trump says that's completely unfair and pardons him. What about the drug mule lady who ran drugs and was in prison for more time than murderers spend? Nonviolent drug charge. Government picking winners and losers. And you know what the people have figured out? They're not picking the winners that we would expect them to pick. They're picking the rich, white, elitist winners. Case in point, the Biden crime family. They're now being questioned by the House. Would they be questioned by the House right now if we hadn't won the House? You know the answer. No. They would have swept this under the rug. The same way they're trying to sweep under the rug that Joe Biden is actually competent. They're telling you Joe Biden's not old. Who are you to say that? We're God. We tell you what to think. Like the other Bidens. Jim Biden has no skill set. He makes a living marketing his big brother. The entire family bet on Joe like he was a blue chip athlete. Joe had to make it to the pros for everybody else to win. And once Joe makes it to the pros and everybody gets the glean off of the glamour of Joe Biden, do you think Joe Biden could make it to the pros on his own, politically speaking, using that metaphor? Of course not. Joe Biden did it on his own as long as he could, and it took somebody telling Barack Obama, pick Joe Biden. We're all scratching our heads going, are you kidding? So he picked. Then Joe Biden does his crooked deals while he's vice president. You'd think that the powers that be, the gods, if you will, the little g gods on earth, didn't know that Joe Biden was doing his crooked deals. I mean, they were so obvious. Stevie Wonder could see him. Joe Biden, he's taking his crackhead son everywhere he goes on Air Force Two. Every time they come back, there's a crooked deal. Ukraine, Romania, France, Russia, China. And with all the information that you can gather on people, especially vetted at that level, do you think that the powers that be didn't know who these people were dealing with? This is a surprise. Joe Biden goes directly to Ukraine and says, I'm going to take my $1 billion if you don't get rid of what's going on with this prosecutor, and it happens and nobody's the wiser. The gods who run this country and probably run the world, because if you're running America, you're running the world, they are picking the winners and the losers. You know who the American public is in this equation? If you're not paying attention, let me help you. We're the losers. We're the pawns in the chess game. Joe Biden's grift and Jim Biden's grift is well documented. Jim promised a rural hospital group called AmeriCorps that he could secure money from a foreign source if they just used him. Because what he would do is he would take the influence of his brother, Joe, get him a cushy deal, and that'll save it. So he sent his $200,000 or whatever amount of money it was to Joe, the big guy who got his cut, and now Jim's having to answer questions about it. Now understand that these people know this. This is the number one rule of dealing with the Biden family. You protect Joe. It's like that movie, Jerry Maguire and Cuba Gooding Jr. is waiting on his contract, and the whole family's watching him play, and he makes a catch and he gets, you know, cartwheeled, and he's on the ground and he's laying there and everybody's holding their collective breath because he's the man. He's the breadwinner. If anything happens to him, game over. The Biden family runs the same way. So you got to protect Joe. And initially, Jim Biden claimed that he wasn't part of a deal that involved Hunter and his other business partners, which included the big guy. But then they talked about during his interview with the Republicans that he recanted. And you know what it took for him to recant it? Evidence. Investigators showed Jim Biden an agreement that he signed along with Hunter and the other business partners. And then Jim pulled a Joe Biden and he told legislators, you know what, I didn't remember signing that agreement. But I guess, I need to recant. You're right. I did sign that agreement. Who could blame him given all those LLCs? He couldn't remember what he put his signature on. So what deal did Jim selectively forget? Only the biggest deal that the Biden family cut. A proposed joint venture involving an entity known as Sinohawk and the Chinese Communist Party tied to the CEFC energy conglomerate. And the deal brought the Biden family millions, and I'm certain that some of that money ended up in the coffers of Jim Biden. Now, the deal, I can get into the details of it, but 50% was supposed to go to Sinohawk and by way of Hudson West, and another 50% was going to go to Joe Biden's office mate, Gong Wen Dong, and 50% of it was going to be owned by what's called Oneida Holdings, which is what the Biden family was part of. It sounds like 150%, but it's not. There's 50 to go to Guanding, whatever, and then 50% to go to the Bidens, and that was Hunter, Jim Biden, Rob Walker, James Gellier, Tony Bobulinski. And Bobulinski said Joe Biden was the big guy that they allocated a piece of that for. Now, I don't need to take you through CEFC. It's China. It's Chinese spies. It's a whole deal. But here's the point of this particular part of it. This deal was, we know they got $4.8 million. And we can follow the paper trail, and some of that money is going to lead to Jim, a.k.a. James Biden. But that deal was meant to be huge, much bigger. They said this, Hunter Biden entered into a consulting contract with China's largest private energy company that initially earned him $10 million a year, quote, for introductions alone. This is according to leaked emails. And in an email chain from August of 2017, Biden discussed this deal with the former chairman of CEFC, Yi Jingming, saying Yi agreed to change the terms of Biden's three-year consulting contract with CEFC, which initially promised $10 million per year for introductions alone, to make it a more lasting and more lucrative contract. This is reported by the New York Post, authenticated by the Biden emails. So this new deal included a 50% stake in the holding company that was created by Yi rather than the $10 million in cash that had previously been negotiated. And all they wanted, folks, was introductions. Now, a YouGov poll says that 53% of Americans believe that Joe Biden took money in this transaction. And believe it or not, 44% of Democrats believe it. But Jim Biden, a.k.a. James, he's going to protect Big Bro at all costs. He's like, he didn't attend any meetings. He didn't do anything. No, he didn't go anywhere with me in any of this stuff. I'm not buying any of it, and I don't think either of you. They got to protect Joe. And let me tell you, if you don't think that the NSA knows every ounce of this, they also know from the binder that Donald Trump has done nothing wrong. I want you to ask yourself what would happen if this government stopped covering for the Bidens and told you the truth. It told the people the truth. And it said this. After years of targeting Donald Trump, we find he's done nothing wrong. They just said that. And oh, by the way, we have ample data to prove that Joe Biden is indeed the crook that everybody in this country knows him to be. 53% of you already know the game is up. This is likely voters. And 44% of Democrats in those likely voters said they believe you. This is where we are. Government playing God, picking winners and losers.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.